Ramsey. A Russian missile attack early on Sunday struck an apartment block and other residential buildings in Ukraine's southeastern city of Zaporizhia, killing at least 13 people and wounding 89 others, Ukrainian officials said. Rail services and partial road traffic, meanwhile, resumed a day after a powerful blast damaged a bridge linking Russia to Crimea. That's a key supply route to Moscow's forces battling in southern Ukraine. The pre-dawn strikes on Zaporizhia on Sunday were the second such attack against the city in 3 days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack as quote-unquote absolute evil by people he called savages and terrorists, vowing those responsible would be brought to justice. Anti-government protests have erupted throughout Iran in one of the most sustained protests in years, AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
In the Kurdish-majority province of Sanandaj, cell phone footage showed people burning tires in the streets as crowds of protesters charged towards a retreating Iranian military. Elsewhere in the area, soldiers let off tear gas canisters. A man was reportedly shot in his car in the area after honking at police. In the town of Karaj, people could be seen gathering in the streets chanting, "Loyal Iranians, support us." Other protests erupted in northern Tehran, in other neighborhoods of the capital, and in the city's bazaar. President Ebrahim Raisi alleged that foreign enemies were responsible for fomenting the protests. He has made the claim without giving specifics or providing any evidence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Local emergency officials in southeastern Nigeria said Saturday that 10 people have died and more than 60 are still missing after a boat carrying passengers capsized. Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja.
Officials say the accident occurred around midday Friday in the Ogbaru local government area when the engine of the boat carrying the passengers failed and caused it to crash into a submerged bridge. Most of the passengers on the boat were market women on their way to work. Severe flooding had covered the roads in the area, forcing residents to move around with boats. Paul Musu is the Anambra State Commissioner for Information.
In the process of amidst panic and how to steer the boat to somewhere where people, you know, will be able to help them, the boat slipped under a bridge that has already been submerged.
Anambra State is among many Nigerian states reporting heavy flooding that has lasted for months this year. The waters have been sweeping away homes and farmland, damaging crucial infrastructure and causing deaths. Nigeria's National Emergency Agency said more than 300 people have died from flooding since the beginning of the year. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
North Korea fired two ballistic missiles early on Sunday, authorities in neighboring countries said, the seventh such launch by Pyongyang in recent days that added to widespread alarm in Washington and its allies in Tokyo and Seoul. Officials in the South Korean capital have said the uptick in North Korea's missile launches could signal it's closer than ever to resuming nuclear testing for the first time since 2017. With preparations observed at its test site for months. They fell outside Japan's exclusive economic zone, and authorities were looking into what type they were, including the possibility that they were submarine-launched ballistic missiles. Recapping our top story, a Russian missile attack early on Sunday struck an apartment block and other residential buildings in Ukraine's southeastern city of Zaporizhia, killing at least 13 people and wounding 89 others, Ukrainian officials said. Rail services and partial road traffic, meanwhile, resumed a day after a powerful blast damaged a bridge linking Russia to Crimea. That's a key supply route to Moscow's forces battling in southern Ukraine. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.